Maceo Parker on WLRN's Evening Jazz, blowing, of course, and also singing. Good evening, Maceo Parker. Welcome to Evening Jazz.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. I want to begin, I guess, at, well, what strikes me as the beginning. Did you ever think, sir, back in the day that you would find yourself singing Papa's Got a Brand New Bag?
No. And the only way, I think the only reason this became part of this particular package, the guy, I think the guy, Michael Abeni, who does all the arrangements, the big band arrangements, he liked the tune, and he came up with that whole idea, Papa's got a brand new bag. See, oh, that's my voice.
Ah, okay.
And so anytime I walk in there, I try to, you know, be positive in any suggestions or ideas people think they have. I kind of go along with it. I say, well, you know, you never know.
No, you never
so
do.
So I went along with everything, and that's what came out, you know. And to answer your question, no, I had no idea. I mean, I fool around with when I perform anyway, but I never, you know, thought I'd, you know, record it, you know, and be something. Sometimes it sounds like it's serious when I do that stuff. I just be kind of playing around, kind of joking, having fun.
It certainly sounds like it, and it's been working for us here on WLRN's Evening Jazz. That Papa's Got a Brand New Bag comes from Maceo Parker's most recent release, something that he recorded with the WDR Big Band, and the disc is called Soul Classics, and yeah, that was one of them. So tell us, please, Mr. Parker, how did you get involved with the WDR Big Band?
Well, my producer was also producing Joe Zawinu, and I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes to mind when I hear the name Joe Zawinu is Mercy, Mercy, Mercy from the Cannonball Adderley's. He actually played keyboards with Cannonball, and that's his particular tune. He wrote that. From a while back.
Right.
My producer was also producing him. And somewhere, he had done a project with that WDR band. And somewhere, as they're listening to something, they were just, you know, talking about whatever. Somehow, my name came up. And those people from on that end, you know, representing WDR, you know, kind of got sort of interested. And said, but yeah, why don't we, just have Maceo come in and do, the way they do stuff is the artist comes in and they record everything. Mm-hmm. Then they do some live shows, and then they kind of get together and say, "You think it's worth, you know, some kind of release?" And then they either yay or nay, and like that. And that's really how my name came up in the thing. And the first one we did, we called it Roots
and Grooves.
Yeah, where I did I'm doing some. And I had the coffee before I said it. I'm doing some serious Rachel.
Yeah, that recording was very well reviewed, too.
Thank you.
The WD.
But that's really the way it all came about. And then as time, you know, went on, and somebody said, "Is it time for another, you know, a second project, you know, with the Maceo?" And this is what we have now.
The WDR Big Band based in Cologne, Germany, and Maceo Parker, who, of course, shot to what I started to say, intergalactic superstardom. I guess that's about right. With James Brown back in the day, I think that collaboration comes under the heading of What Will They Think Of Next? But, you know, your career has, over the last, several decades has been, I think, a series, a progression of what will you think of? What will somebody think of next? You've been some places and played with some cats and done some stuff.
Yeah, and that's what comes to mind, you know, as I think and sort of reminisce on you know, my career, is you have to be careful what you wish for, because sometimes you might get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember, you know, being at a crossroads, almost to finish college as a music major. You know, someone being taught to have a high school band or elementary school band or something. And then I decided, you know what, I'm not sure how I want to do that. I think I would love to be able to travel around the world and perform and play. And that's got to be heaven. And somehow it all came true. And to me and everyone with me and everybody who viewed it, it is like heaven. I mean, it's the most exciting kind of lifestyle I can think of, I can imagine.
Living a dream. It's a beautiful thing.
I like that too. It's really like living a dream. Exactly.
My guest tonight is Maceo Parker. He will be in Miami on next Friday, December 14th, performing as part of the Jazz Roots series at the Adrian Arsht Center. The Super Sax aspect of it, again, that's next Friday, December 14th, showtime 8 p.m. in the Knight Concert Hall at the Adrian Arsht Center for the Performing Arts. Mr. Parker, can you give us any idea what kind of thing you might bring to the people next Friday?
Well, sharing the bill with me on that particular night is Candy Dolfer, who is a saxophone player out of Holland, Amsterdam, I think she is, somewhere close to Amsterdam. We worked together with Prince for a while, and she's very, very extraordinary. In fact, her father was a saxophonist, so she came up, you know, in the jazz mode, but somehow she heard some James Brown and got sort of interested in a guy by the name of Maceo Parker. and that made us kind of close. And so I'm very, very excited about, you know, sharing the bill with her. In fact, I just finished a tour of Europe, and during that tour, she came out. She happened to come out on one of the shows and perform with us rather than, you know, with her band in front of us. And we work together now, throughout our careers. I don't know, could be 15 different times, I guess. But I just love doing, you know, some of that. I have to call the James Brown stuff. Most of James Brown stuff is my stuff, too, since I was there and sort of recorded, you know, a lot of stuff with him.
Well, it certainly wouldn't have happened without you.
Well, I had a lot of fun, and I think because my name sort of rhymed with blow, come on, Maceo, blow, come on, blow, you got to blow, Maceo, and you like that.
It's music.
I think James would make up, you know, lyrics as he went along, as the tape is running, and how whatever comes up, comes out, you know, as long as part of the thing. And you know, that was his way of recording. And I think, you know, one of the things, come on, Maceo, we don't want to hear you blow, da-da-da-da, whoa, da-da, you know, kind of thing. But it's been a lot of fun for me. And another thing, being in the right position at the right time with the right stuff, you know, that's part of that equation, too, to make it happened for today, what's happening, why did it happen, and all that. But James Brown had actually met my brother first, who a year younger than me. My brother's a drummer. And to make that long story a little short, we were in college town of Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, that's my home.
Isn't that right? You see, life is good.
The world is very small.
You're right. And I'm already established because I, you know, got established in a little gig band in my freshman year. And then my brother came in my sophomore year, so I'm already established in a little gig band. So he gets in a little gig band. That's what we did, you know, just have a little money in our pockets from time to time.
This was at A&T, I trust?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And James Brown comes to town. I'm playing out of state somewhere. And Melvin's playing after our place someplace. And James finishes first and not ready to leave. Where can I go? What about over there? And just come, you know, having to go to the place where my brother's playing. And he says, wow, I like these guys. Oh, my goodness, but I really like the drummer. You know, just happens to be my brother, to a fact where he wanted to meet him. You know, hi, I'm James Brown. I'd like for you to be in my band. I'd like for you to be in my group. And I know you're a student. I'm not saying stop being a student and, you know, come go with me now. But I am saying 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years, whatever the case is, that you're not a student and you, you know, option, you know, is, if you know, do something else or be in my group, I would like for you to be in my band. Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Brown. And then another year passed when we decided to get out of the school and seek, you know, the job of James Brown. And so you know, after all this time passed, and you know, we went back to Greensboro, you know, because we heard he's played at the college camp. Mr. Brown, hi, I'm not a student anymore, and I'm Evan Parker, yeah, the drummer. And you remember you told me if I'm not a student, I would love to have that job with you now. Yes, I'd love to play in your band. Yes. All right. James is all excited. And about to walk off and, you know, walk away and all this. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Brown, I'd like you to meet my brother. He's a saxophone player. And he needs a job, too. He told James Brown. So the first thing James Brown ever said to me is, do you play baritone sax? And I'm thinking, nah, I can't say no. But I had fooled around with baritone a little bit in high school, but it wasn't my major instrument. But I couldn't say no. I had to say yeah, but I said it like this. Do you play baritone sax? I went, yes, sir. Then he said, do you own? When he said own, I said, uh-oh. But I just still got to ask the same way. Do you own a baritone sax? Again, I go, yes, sir. He says, tell you what. If you can get a baritone sax, I give you 2 weeks, 3 weeks, stick his hand out for a handshake to sort of seal the deal, and that's how we got hired.
Wow.
For James Brown, it's crazy.
What's your brother's name, Mr. Parker?
Milbert.
Okay, no,
Milbert,
that doesn't have quite the ring as Maceo, won't you do it?
Right.
But okay, you went to A&T, that's North Carolina, A&T State University in Greensboro, right, for a while, and then you moved on to the University of James Brown. Can you tell us what some of the major lessons were that you learned while studying with the Godfather of Soul?
Well, you know, I always had in the back of my mind that one day I'll be the captain of my own ship, you know, mm-hmm, have my own thing and do my own thing and like that. So I sort of asked myself, why does he do this? Why would he repeat it to him? Why, you know, why? And then as the years, as I stayed, you know, year after year, yeah, I started getting these answers, you know, on my own, and I learned timing. I learned, you know, to read an audience. You know, if slow tunes work, or how long to do a tune if it's too, you know, just these are things that I learned from James. I've been a foot and a half, 2 feet away, to me, it's a little bit more than traditionally, you know, calling a tune. Ending the tune, calling another tune, ending the tune, and then what, an hour and a half or whatever goes past, and then you finish. You have to be a little bit more than that, like entertained. I mean, I'm not saying everybody got to do this to have this particular concept, but I'm saying this is my concept. I like to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
I try to have stuff where people viewing or listening. It will not sound or look like you just got six or seven musicians together 20 minutes before you come on stage and you stand over on the side saying, hey, do you know Knock on Wood? Oh, yeah, what can you think of singing that? Oh, hey, do you know Otis Redding too? Yeah, what can you? And if that were the case, you could almost tell that, you know, these guys just got together. So with the little tricks and things that we do throughout the night, people can tell, you know, they know what they're doing, and they've been together a long, long time, and I think people, you know, can appreciate that. Although it's kind of okay to, you know, for a jam session to go in and just watch people jam and like that, it's all right. But
apples
I
and
really
oranges.
Say it again.
It's apples and oranges, not
yeah,
wrong, just different.
right, and I love. Again, you know, I say what I do wasn't thrust upon me. It's just something that I sort of chose to do, and you know, with all the traveling and all the everything that goes along with it, you know, I just love it. And I'm grouped with I mean, my group is a bunch of guys, a bunch of people who really love, you know, what I do and love the way I do it. So it's really, really like heaven sent or God sent or whatever for me. That my whole surrounding really, really is.
I was going to ask you, who are you bringing to Miami next week?
Well, it's my particular group, but you know, I'm really, really fond of this group. First of all, I start with a bass player who we met with George Clinton. He played, so I call it, I do funky side of the jazz thing, but the funky way of putting it first, like almost like the James Brown kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I even say that a lot. It's a little bit different. A little bit different from that, you know, the brand new bag and all that other James Brown stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a funky thing. And that's pretty much where I am. Although, you know, I can be anywhere, I guess.
And you have been. My guest is Maceo Parker, saxophone star and occasional vocalist. He's going to be in Miami performing as part of the Jazz Roots series at the Adrian Arsht Center next Friday, December 14th. Showtime is 8 p.m. That's happening at the Knight Concert Hall in the Arsht Center, part of the Jazz Roots series Super Sax. Super saxophonist Maceo Parker and also on the bill Candy Dulfer.
Yeah.
As we come down toward the end of our time together, Mr. Parker, I would like to ask if what advice you might share to aspiring musicians, because I know I've got a bunch of folks who kind of want to follow in your footsteps listening. So you've been everywhere, done everything. What would you say to someone who aspires?
Well, first you have to, I think it's you have to, you know, soul search. You know, go within each individual. You got to go within him or herself to figure out, find out what, you know, they want to do. That's important, you know, because a lot of times somebody suggests something, it may not be what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, you know, kind of search yourself to figure out, you know, what turns you on. You know, my uncle suggested I do this, or my whatever suggests I do that, but I think I'd rather do the whatever, a play the daughter. So that's first. Then play. I mean, try to find some kind of situation where you can perform. Play as much as you possibly can, because that's the key. You know, the more experience you have in doing it, the more, you know, the better you get. You know, it could be a one-man thing, could be a two-man thing, and right on up. As long as you're in some kind of group or in some situation where you play, or if you're by yourself, then you're just practicing, which is okay too. But you have to just play, and then pretty soon you come up with something where you say, "Golly, I kind of like the way I do that," and then maybe perhaps other people like it too. But that's first and foremost with me. First of all, do what you yourself like to do, because you know everybody may not want to play. Some people may get enjoyment out of recording,
mm-hmm.
or setting up the stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you have to kind of search your each individual has to search themselves to figure out what it is you want to do.
I'm speaking with Maceo Parker. He will be in Miami again next Friday, December 14th, as part of the Jazz Roots series at the Arsht Center, the Super Sax episode of that series. And I've got Mr. Parker's recording Soul Classics here, and you've chosen another tune, sir, Stevie Wonder's tune, I Wish. As we get ready to say goodnight, I would like to ask you to introduce this for us, please.
Well, this is Maceo Parker. I come up, you know, through James Brown, and now I'm sort of doing my own thing, and I'm lucky enough to have a second term with the WDR Big Band out of Cologne, Germany. And on this second thing that we've done, there's a series of tunes called Soul Classics, and I chose one, Stevie Wonder's tune called I Wish. Get kind of funky and involved. Thank you very much. Oh, and always remember, we love you.
We love you more. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, Maceo Parker. We'll see you next week in Miami.
Thank you.
Peace. Maceo Parker and the WDR Big Band on WLRN's Evening Jazz from Soul Classic Stevie Wonder's tune there, I Wish. Maceo on the alto saxophone with Christian McBride playing the bass, Cora Coleman Dunham on drums. That's his little group, and the rest of it, of course, the WDR Big Band.